Hello, it's Bernie here. Evidently, Bill and Randy want me to tell you people that you shouldn't listen to the show at work or in front of kids because they're swearing. Swearing in the show. There's a few fucks, a few shits, and some words I can't even pronounce. And I'm almost sure that they are drunk, but they're still not part of the 2%. What are they going to play now? Loud music? Jesus, I don't need this crap.
Weren't we just here?
We were. We were just here.
I haven't even had a chance to have a shout. Man, we just did a show.
I know. We did it last week. We did it last week.
A week ago. Wow.
We're going to do it more often now that there's, there's action happening.
Is there? The Civil War, you mean?
Yeah. And plus, I'm back on my medication. I think I'm going to be fine. I think I can handle
it. You're not taking that stuff again. The happy pill.
I am. I'm taking as many medicated. Listen, as we get closer to this election, I'm going to be the most medicated person in the world. I really swear to God. It's going to be medicated.
People know that we get them all for like $5 here.
Yeah, I know. And that's why.
We should tell them that we're even better than Canada.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's why Bill can be medicated every day and do a podcast. He takes advantage of Australian medical care every day. And you should too. How do I keep from going insane watching America? My Australian medical care.
It's the Coriolis effect because Everything up there is backwards.
Everything is. So how you been for the last week?
Good. Good. Actually, I've been really good.
Yeah.
I went to Sydney for 3 or 4 days for a conference.
Oh, wonderful.
At University of Sydney and sent some nice pictures of the Sydney Harbour and...
Oh, fantastic. No,
a nice place to visit, but geez, I've lived there, I think, a total of about a year and a half in 2 or 3 grabs, and it's not my city.
I like Melbourne better.
Yeah, it is. And anyway.
Sydney wants to be too much like New York or L.A.
But it looks like San Francisco.
Like Frisco.
Or
it's
Wellington, yeah.
Good luck buying a house there. You know, good luck, oh, my God, it's incredible. But it is gorgeous.
Yeah.
So I wish somebody would invite me to a conference. What conference was it?
Oh, Drama Australia,
Oh, you went to the Drama Australia conference.
Fantastic. I didn't go. Helen went. She has a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I know.
It's a lifetime of achievement, yeah.
Yeah, because your wife and my wife was a teacher, I was a teacher, and she was a teacher, and we're all actors.
Yeah, but you and I were American actors.
Yeah, that's right.
They were drama teachers from Queensland, redheads.
Or as we like to call them, the paycheck.
or the constant income.
The consistent income.
But then we told the story, the fact that you and I had been friends for some time and they'd been friends for some time, but because we didn't adopt them, they had their own surname. So I'd heard all about Chris Sinclair.
Yeah,
and,
I know. I heard all about Helen, and we kept meeting each other at auditions.
Yeah.
So you see, I understand that. Like Randy over here, he's worked with James Coburn. He's worked with. You've worked with Anthony Hopkins. For God's
you've
sake.
Worked with a lot of people too. Anyway, so I remember the audition. It was at in Box Hill at Crawford's.
That's right, it was.
And it was for RFDS. I got the part. But the point is we were there talking about it, and I said, "Oh, my wife's going to Kenya next week." And you said, "What?
Kenya?
My wife's going to Kenya next week."
That's right. Yeah.
And it turns out that they're both drama teachers.
Both drama teachers.
Hi, Mucky Mucks. Hi, Mucky Mucks in the drama.
The drama and education community. By the way, this has nothing to do with the fact that we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back.
Well, we can talk. They enjoy so much us.
Do they really enjoy us? I'm not sure. Do you really want to know what's happening with our lives?
Careful with that coffee, Bill. You're going to throw it on something.
I am. I'm going to throw it right across the room. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a week, and we have kind of vowed basically during this fucking election season that we'd get on quicker.
Every 4 years, yep.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, this is for all the marbles, folks. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Randy, shall we go to the news?
Let's dance.
Let's dance. Let's go to the news, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the news, the Bill Show.
Attention, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea.
Correct. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and it's Bill Show News. Yes, we've got quite a few stories here. Evidently, Randy, what's the most exciting thing that's happened today is that evidently the only trial that's actually going to take place that has to do with Donald Trump before the election is going to be Stormy Weather.
My wife is together.
Donald Trump's criminal trial on charges stemming from hush money paid to a porn star. And God knows, she's my favorite porn star. You know that?
Oh, I think everybody, yeah. I think people that had never seen porn before thought, I'm going to have a look at this lady. She's and the one that's taking him down. She's going to take him
right down. And feeling patriotic watching my porn. Dun, 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 dun. That's right. From hush money paid to a porn star will begin on April 15th, the judge said on Monday, paving the way for the Republican presidential candidate to either be convicted or cleared before the November 5th election. So that means that all those people who said, no, I wouldn't vote for, you know, anyone who was convicted of something will have a chance to not vote for him.
They will. They will vote for anybody that isn't Joe Biden.
You think?
I think that's what their
program is. I can't understand that. That drives me insane. The day all but ensures that Trump will become the first ever former president to go on trial for criminal charges. Trump lawyer Todd Blanche said it was unfair for Trump, who held the office from 2017 to 2021, to stand trial while he runs for president. Well, you know, he shouldn't have paid the hush money, you know? And plus,
it goes against his personality. He would want her to shout it from the rooftops. Yeah. I fucked Donald Trump. Oh, I'm a porn star.
He had the pleasure of having me. God knows I'm gorgeous.
Yeah, but that's so against Trump. Trump wanting her to be quiet.
Yeah. But, I mean, there are like 15 other things that he's done that are far more difficult. Like he tried to overthrow the country. He tried to steal nuclear secrets. But he's not going to get busted for that. He's getting busted for putting his pee-pee where it don't belong.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Are you sure it's in?
How could you tell?
The mushroom.
The mushroom swizzle stick.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
That's going to happen April 15th, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in.
I've got big hands.
Yeah, big hands.
My hands are the biggest hands I know. Yeah.
Is that a problem there? You know, I don't know. I've looked at your hands, Donnie. I think there might be. Yeah. Anyway, no. One of the things that appealed to me today also was that the state appeals court ruled that Donald Trump and his co-defendants in the New York civil fraud case. That's the other one that he has.
Yeah, the big one.
He has four. So the New York's. That kills me. He has four cases. Yeah. 93 charges of felony.
So the fraud one is he and Eric and Don Jr. Yeah, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the state appeals court ruled that Donald Trump and his co-defendants in the New York civil fraud case have 10 days to post, wait for it, not the $464 million judgment that it was originally due, but evidently the appeals court said, what do you got on you?
Yeah, how much is behind the cushions?
How much do you have down the couch?
Yeah.
$175 million bond. The 11th hour ruling from a panel of appellate division justices, all appointed by Democratic governors. Do you believe this?
Yeah.
And this made me think something there, Randy.
The play fair part. They like to play fair.
Yeah, well, that's not fair.
They should have flushed him down the fucking toilet.
You know, that's not fair.
No, it's not.
Here's the thing, mate. next time that you want to apply for a loan and you make up shit to get the loan,
yeah.
See if they're as understanding as they are to Donnie.
Yeah, play the Donald Trump gambit. Yeah.
Play that Donald Trump gambit. But you know how quickly if you underestimated the amount of money you had and you were trying to get food stamps, do you know how quickly they would shit down your fucking neck? Yet this guy goes, no, I don't have $464 million. Wait a minute. Let me check. Oh, okay. There's some lint. Oh, okay. Here's $175 million that I can afford. Okay, right? And they bought that. They had a chance to close this fucker down. And these guys, appointed by Democratic governors, allow this fucker special treatment that none of us would ever get. None of us. I'm sorry, I'm raising my voice.
I know. Bill, I was sure they would have waterboarded him at least.
Oh, my God. Did you? But, I mean, any normal person like you and me would have gotten shafted.
Oh, Bill, you've gone a bit too far saying normal people like you and me.
Normal people like you and me. By the way, next time some sanctimonious douchebag on television talks about, you know, plays that really nice music about America and no one being above the law, yeah, tell him to shit up a rope. It's bullshit. Because as we have found out, that evidently if you have terrible blonde hair and the most hideous makeup job in the world and look great in your boxer shorts when running after Stormy Daniels, you are above the law, fucker.
Yeah, God.
It
is so sad, yeah.
Pay whatever you want. Now, as the mainstream media, this has been bothering me, so I did want to, you know, do this and, you know, so as the mainstream media there, Randy, goes about money grubbing, you know, because I've been watching this MSNBC stuff and, you know, and money grubbing their way, hawking boner pills, reverse mortgages, and covering the 2024 election
still selling boner pills on
MSNBC? Oh, yeah, they do. They're covering this election like it was the same old edition of the political X Factor on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. We are missing the major point about casting your vote in 2024, and I've said this
before. That's the one thing we should be talking about.
Absolutely. It's not a game show. This is not entertainment. This is real. This is not an entertainment or a show. It is literally a question of whether America is to be a flawed, terribly corrupted democracy that still has a chance of pulling itself out of an authoritarian tailspin it started on once Republicans managed to become president, no matter how many votes they lost by. By the way, Trump lost to Clinton by 6 million votes. 6 million. When you can become president of the United States, even though you lost the fucking election by 6 million, you do not live in a democracy.
It hasn't been close. It hasn't been since the very beginning. The first time the Electoral College was used, which was originally the House of Representatives
elected. Call it a republic.
Was John Quincy Adams. He had not won the popular vote.
Oh,
he won the House of Representatives.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's happened three or four times in our history.
Five times.
In Australia, we have a much more democratic situation. Sorry, we just do. The Westminster system must have been. Call it a republic. Call it whatever you want. But by any definition in the Webster's Dictionary, you don't live in a democracy, no matter how many times you guys sing and waffle on about it. But yet, Trump is the final step to dictatorship, and no one seems to care, Randy.
They don't.
Trump still is running neck to neck with the president that has at least a passing relationship with representative democracy. The truth is, after years of being shafted by the political process that has ceased giving a shit about its citizens, I'd say about 50 years ago, the population of USA has been fucked over blind and ceased to care. They want gun control, but nothing happens. They want health care, but nothing happens. They want to stop foreign wars. Nothing happens. They've been collectively been told to just buy shit in the mall, eat shitloads of fast food, watch shit on TV, and shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And That is it, it's
and complain about your neighbors
and complain about people, your neighbors
and complain about people of color.
Yes, absolutely. And it's just look. So listen, I just wanted to talk a little bit about why we. What do you say to that person who says, "I'm not sure if I'm going to vote for Trump or I'm going to vote for Biden"? Well, when an evil group of billionaire fascists plot to overthrow the United States government, it's always a plus when they literally not only admit to plotting to destroy America, institute a Christian theocracy, strip civil rights, arrest political adversaries without trial, sweep migrants off the street, strip women of their autonomy, and put gays back in the closet, and commit the entire world to a Mad Max hellscape due to lack of action on climate change in the next 30 years. It's so much better when they have the good manners to write it all down. And, Brandy, that's just what they did. It's called Project 2025, and it's brought to you by the Smiling Brown Shirts at the Heritage Foundation.
Catchy name.
It's a right-wing think tank where really rich fucksticks like the Koch brothers design policies to lower their taxes and otherwise skull-fuck the rest of the country. Hey, you remember the Iraq War? Well, that was their idea. You're welcome. So next time you need to convince one of your friends who thinks that Joe Biden's just too old, or, boy, I really want to vote for Cornel West, think about this. This is what Trump has planned for his second term. The initiative is backed by a coalition of over 100 organizations and individuals, at least two-thirds of which receive funding from the Koch Network or conservative philanthropist Leonard Leo. You might remember Leonard Leo from one of our previous episodes where he bribed Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court. You know, with lots of money. The project is also heavily promoted by MAGA-connected media figures such as Steve Bannon, who has called it the blueprint for Trump's second term on his War Room podcast. The first thing you have to do, though, if you're having one of these revolutions, is you got to cover your tracks. You think that any of the Trump's crooked family will be prosecuted after they get in for the second term? Absolutely not. I am reading right now from the Heritage Foundation, Project 2025. Citing the FBI's handling of the Russia hoax of 2016, big tech collusion, and suppression of Hunter Biden's laptop in 2020.
Oh, not that again.
Project 2025 calls for the future GOP administration to immediately review all major FBI investigations and terminate any that are unlawful or contrary to the national interest. Or basically anybody who's been currently under investigation in the Trump administration by the FBI. So they're not going to jail. It's not going to happen. And by the way, in the chapter on Department of Health and Human Services, former Trump HHS official Roger Servino advocates for a future conservative executive to maintain a biblically based social science reinforced definition of marriage and family. That's right. While arguing that family comprised of a married mother, a father, and their children are the foundation of a well-ordered nation and a healthy society, Servino specifically objects to non-religious definitions of marriage and family as put forward by the recent Respect for Marriage Act. Do you know what that means? That means if you're gay or if you're trans, or if you happen to have anything other than a traditional relationship, the Department of Health and Human Services is going to be there to screw you.
That's just the opposite. They're going to go into your underpants.
They are going to see
whether you've got an A and a B.
Project 2025 proposes that the next conservative president should enforce the death penalty where appropriate and applicable. That's right. We're Republicans. Kill them all. The policy book also euphemistically calls for the next conservative administration to do everything possible to obtain finality for the 44 prisoners currently on federal death row. Actually, during the final months of his administration, Trump rushed through 3 federal executions in 2020 because he likes it. By the way, in our new Trump administration, white will be right. Project 2025 claims that the Biden administration has enshrined affirmative discrimination in all aspects of its operation under the guise of equality and vows to reverse this trend by attacking so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion offices that have become vehicles for unlawful discrimination. Or basically treating people decently. Back in the closet, well, Project 2025 calls for the next Secretary of Health and Human Services to immediately put an end to the department's foray into what we call woke transgender activism, which includes removing terms related to gender and sexual identity from every federal rule, agency regulation, contract, grant, regulation, or piece of legislation that even exists. Similarly, the policy book also calls for the HHS to stop all research related to gender identity unless the purpose is conformity to one's sex as they were born. The policy's book forward by Kevin Roberts describes the omnipresent propagation of transgender ideology and the sexualization of children as pornography that should be outlawed. Well, Day Magazine reports that Project 2025 plans to use the Department of Justice to crack down on states that do not charge LGBTQ people and their allies with crimes under the pretense that they are breaking federal and state laws against exposing minors to pornography. No more drag shows, guys. They'll arrest you off the street if necessary. Yes, anything that something that we actually do in Sydney, which is the gay Mardi Gras, would be met by police.
Since 1978, and the police are marching in the Mardi Gras.
The police march here. Project 2025 also calls for the Senator for Medicare and Medicaid Services to repeat its 2016 decision that CMS could not issue a national coverage determination regarding gender reassignment surgery for Medicare. That means if you want to have gender reassignment, forget covering it in Medicare. You better have private insurance. Going further, Project 2025 also demands that the next GOP administration reverse policies that allow transgender individuals to serve in the military. Are we going through that again?
Oh, no, don't say. That's shocking.
It's just shocking. My next thing is, by the way, the reason that you should all be terrified. The Department of Energy chapter in this policy book, written by former Federal Energy Regulatory Commission head Bernard McNamee, calls for eliminating three agency offices that are crucial for the energy transition and reducing funding to different agencies related to renewable energy. That's right. Let's make climate change happen quicker. As an entire chapter is dedicated to the Environmental Protection Agency, and it calls for shrinking the agency by firing new hires and eliminating Environmental Justice Department. Also, at the U.S. Agency for International Development, Heritage Research Fellow and Trump former Chief Operating Officer Max Primorek suggests that the next administration rescind all climate policies from foreign aid program, you know, just so that climate change can happen quicker. The policy book recommends reopening the Arctic for oil drilling, expanding other drilling projects, and leasing land in western states for coal mining. What a guy!
Oh, super.
By the way, Project 2025 doesn't like people coming from down Mexico way at all. It calls for the DOJ to pursue appropriate steps to assist the Department of Homeland Security in obtaining information about criminal aliens in jurisdictions across the United States. And by the way, even people who are simply adjacent to unauthorized immigrants when they're arrested will be arrested too. Yes, that's right. Project 2025 would bar U.S. citizens from qualifying for federal housing subsidies if they live with or live with anyone who is not a U.S. citizen or legal permanent resident. The next Republican administration would also strip hundreds of thousands of individuals, many who have been living in the U.S. since they were kids, of their legal protections by repealing all the temporary protection status designations. Nearly 700,000 individuals would lose their legal protections and work authorizations. Education? Well, we don't need no fucking education. The first sentence of Project 2025's chapter on Department of Education simply states, federal education policy should be limited, and ultimately the federal Department of Education should be eliminated, Randy. Project 2025 also suggests the next conservative administration strike any mention of abortion from government laws, policies, and regulations. In the foreword in the 2025 policy book, the president of the Heritage Foundation writes that a pro-life administration starts by removing the terms abortion, reproductive health, and reproductive rights, among others, out of every federal rule, agency regulation, contract grant, regulation, and piece of legislation that exists in the federal government. Project 2025 suggests that the next conservative administration reinstate the Comstock Act to ban, track, and limit mail order abortions. You know, one of the ways that you can get an abortion is by using the abortion drug. Once they,
it's a pill. You two pills you get in the post.
Well, not anymore. They will explain as a way to ban abortion nationally, they've decided to make it an outlaw, against the law, to mail anything interstate that would be used in an abortion. Project 2025 would have the next GOP administration restructure Medicaid to avoid providing reproductive health care and penalizing those providers who do. Project 2025 also suggests restoring a Trump-era religious and moral exemptions to the contraceptive mandate through the Affordable Care Act that would allow employers to deny coverage. The policy also requiring education on fertility awareness-based methods of contraception and family planning suggests eliminating condoms and other means of birth control. Policy books directs the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention to eliminate any programs or projects that are deemed pro-abortion. The Biden administration require hospitals to offer abortions in medical emergency. The policy book would reverse a Biden administration policy that requires hospitals to offer abortions in medical emergencies. No, fuck it. Let them die. Project 2025 aims to end all fetal cell research. Any fetal cell research ensures that abortion and embryo destructive related research both become obsolete and ethically unthinkable. You know all that stuff that we learned from stem cell research?
Well, yeah, like the polio vaccine and all of
that. Yeah, none of that. And by the way, the worst thing of all is Project 2025 makes it clear the Department of Justice is not independent from the executive branch, and it implies the agency will be used to take legal retribution against whoever Trump decides to investigate. One of the key elements of Project 2025 administrative goals is to reinstate the executive order known as the Schedule F. This would reclassify thousands of federal employees as at-will workers and give the administration the ability to fire those who don't agree with them. Project 2025 has created a training academy for potential employees. We'll just call it a Cambodian re-education camp. Project 2025's director Paul Danz recently appeared on Steve Bannon's War Room and encouraged viewers of the far-right project to send in their resumes and participate in Project 2025's training camp in an effort to recruit extreme loyal whack jobs to the next GOP administration.
The Trump youth. Yeah.
This is all written down in a 90-page report. It's all there. Now, I know I've gone on a bit.
No, yeah, I don't think you've gone on long enough. This is shocking.
But this is it, man. They've written it out. The whole thing's there. The whole fucking thing. You're going to be signing up for an authoritarian dictatorship that's going to take gay rights back forget gay men. Gay marriage, if they can take that away from you, they will.
And people are having babies that are never supported by the government.
No.
But they're forced to have them.
This is just dystopian stuff. And it's all
fucking creepy.
It is creepy. It is the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025. I encourage you to look on the internet. You know, I know that every now and then we're supposed to be listed as a comedy program. This isn't funny.
What?
Evidently, we're on the list as a comedy.
Or satire. Yeah, that's even
funny. Well, satire. But, you know, this is not funny. This is
not funny. No, it's not.
Okay. So anyway, that's about all I have for the first half there. You know, I don't want to go.
Oh, Willie, that's shocking. I'm going to go slash my wrists.
Don't slash your wrists. Just vote. Just get two other people to vote. Drag them to vote. Really, wake up, you goddamn it! And I don't want you voting for anybody other than Joe Biden. Look, Joe Biden's all we got, okay? All right? Don't vote for Cornel West. Don't vote for Lady Stein or whatever her name is. You're voting for Joe Biden. Stop complaining.
Can I write in Bernie again?
No, you can't write in anyway. You're going to vote for Joe Biden. You fucking will like it.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, look, we'll be back in just a moment with one of my favorite segments, which is going to be a lot more fun than mine.
No, I'm going to try to make it a little bit
lighter.
More, fun, yeah.
Because that was depressing. We'll be back with Randy's rant in just a minute.
You know what? Let's take a step back. What did Trump actually do to earn this penalty? Well, it turns out that for a decade, whenever Trump wanted to get a loan or make a deal, he would illegally inflate the value of his real estate. For instance, suggesting that his 11,000 square foot penthouse was a 30,000 square foot penthouse, I guess somehow including the sky in the calculation. We all do it. I mean, in my license, I'm not listed as 5'7", you know. I'm listed as 30,000 square feet. And thank you. And the Attorney General of New York knew that Trump's property values were inflated because when it came time to pay taxes, Trump undervalued the very same properties. It was all part of a very sophisticated real estate practice known as lying. So the judge calculated that the value that he gained from the lying with interest was around $454 million. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, that sounds pretty straightforward. Whatever gains you got from lying, you have to pay back. Well, that's because you're a f***ing idiot. No, don't. If you knew anything about business, if you had an MBA, you'd know. You're a f***ing idiot.
We're talking about a victimless crime. They find an ordinance or a law that has never been used ever before in anyone else.
He's committed bank fraud where there's no victim. It makes no sense.
No victims. There was no victim. The ruling is blatantly unfair.
That didn't go over very well with the investment community because we're all asking each other, who's next?
Ah, who's next? The persecuted minority of the investment community. First they came for the arbitrageurs, and I said nothing. For I was not an arbitrageur. And then they came for the quants, which I could be. I don't know what a quant is. But I am surprised to hear this from Kevin O'Leary, a guy who's such an asshole. Wait. That even the other people on Shark Tank thinks he's an asshole. Now, he's very chill. I'm surprised to hear that he's so chill about overvaluing something that he thinks is victimless, because when someone tries to do that to him...
Which one of you do I absolutely tear to pieces now on a $28 million valuation?
You think this is worth $10 million?
Absolutely.
Okay, now I'm going to rip you to pieces. Are you absolutely out of your mind?
Your valuation's insane.
Your valuation's crazy. I think that's a crazy valuation.
I think your valuation is stinky poo-poo.
Oh, no, you didn't. Canadians are so vulgar. How is he not this mad about overvaluations in the real world? Because they are not victimless crimes. First, the banks got paid back at lower interest rates, although, to be honest, who gives a shit? But second, money isn't infinite. A loan that goes to the liar doesn't go to someone who's giving a more honest evaluation. So the system becomes incentivized for corruption. And this is part of a different Trump fraud case, but avoiding taxes hurts all of us. Donald Trump's shenanigans cost the city of New York. And to be honest, and let's be frank here, that is money that the city of New York could have used to build more Walgreens. Now, some blocks only have two of them. Leave it to Kevin O'Leary to be unaware enough to say the quiet part out loud.
I hear about the so-called victimless crimes, but the laws on the books, falsification of business records in second degree, issuing false financial statements, insurance fraud, conspiracy, and all these different aspects of it, those are actual crimes. I take it your point is that these should not have been prosecuted?
Everything you just listed off is done by every real estate developer everywhere on earth in every city. This has never, ever been prosecuted.
There is a theory in law that if enough people commit a crime, it automatically becomes legal. You're familiar with the Purge, are you not? The f***ing entitled arrogance. I don't know if you know this, but most people just can't commit fraud and expect to face no repercussions, even if everyone's doing it. Try getting a car loan by saying you have 10 times as much money as you really do, or claim 20 dependents when you have no children, or say you make slightly less money to qualify for food assistance. I will guarantee you there are not just financial consequences for those lies, but criminal ones. But don't tell that to the investment community, because in their minds, in pursuit of profit, there is no rule that cannot be bent. There is no principle that cannot be undercut, as long as you and your f***ing friends are making money. And the only immoral practice... Hold on! I'm not done! If I could... Wait. If I could raise my chair up, I would! Apparently, the only immoral practice in the capitalist system is to use that money for people who may need it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times. Because it's time once again for Randy's Rant.
Okay, Randy, it's your turn.
And I'm ranting and raving. I'm a raving lunatic, a ranting lunatic. Anyway, yep.
Before we start, let me just say, John Stewart, very, very funny. Very, very funny.
Oh, and, yeah. Welcome back, John. And absolutely. Has he shaved that stupid beard?
He's working part-time now. He's just coming in.
He can do what he wants. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. He can do whatever he wants. So what do you got for us, Randy?
Oh, I thought, do you think America's going insane?
Well, I've thought that for years, man.
Yeah. Do you think Trumpitis has really caught on and everybody's catching it?
Yeah.
Like COVID? Yeah. Okay. Have a listen to this track. I found this and it's all serious. You got to listen to it with your serious hat on, not alfoil. Have a listen to this track and tell me what you think.
My serious.
I'm not gonna prejudge it.
Okay. What is this track that I'm playing now?
It's something crazy. Play the track.
Okay. All right.
You and the audience can hear it at the same time.
All right. Here's Randy's mystery track. I've never heard it before. So here it is, guys. Here it is.
Son does identify as a cat, but I cannot take him to a vet because I tried that and the veterinarian told me that because he has human anatomy, that he does not know how to work on him or diagnose him with anything. And he legally cannot. So, and while I do think that is a form of discrimination because, you know, my son, if he says he's a cat, he is a cat. I'm not going to try to sue him or anything. So don't worry. But this is something that I want to raise awareness on because I do think that people that identify as an animal should be able to go to the vet. And so I really do appreciate you asking this question. I think it's an important topic that we discuss because if we don't, we're never going to make progress. And these people that identify as cats are going to have to continue going to human doctors.
That can't be real. That cannot be real. And if it is real, please, for the love of God, we need to limit the vote. What a great civilization we've built.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What a great civilization, man.
Can we limit the vote? Did you hear what that guy said?
I'm not sure. You know, that is going to be, that can't be real.
No,
that
just can't be real. Young William, I had a look. There is actually quite a movement, people identifying as other than humans and insisting that they be treated as such.
Oh, just shut the fuck up.
I am not going to shut the fuck up. Would I pull the wool over your eyes, even though I don't identify as a sheep?
Oh, guys, hold on. I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying the world is getting too stupid. All right? I never, really, seriously, I always thought that I would have at least a goddamn jetpack by now and a robot made. I didn't know the world would get retarded. It's just all fucking retarded now.
It certainly is, Ollie. Oh,
fucking
goodness.
Judd got brains leaking out your ears. You're electing morons to be presidents. And I swear to God, now when you play shit like that from America, I actually half of me goes, yeah, I see it. Because America is retarded. It's fucking retarded.
Do you think it's gone past its use-by date?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. You know, just my rights as identify as a cat. Well, I don't even know what to say to that shit. You know, I really don't even know what to say to that shit. You know, usually I'm sure people were this stupid in the past, but they had the good sense to keep it hidden and suffer in silence. Like,
Not anymore. Everybody's trying to be different.
Everybody has rights, even the people who are just stupid or just friggin' retarded. Fucking bullshit. Yeah, that's right. I said it. You're stupid. Go away. God damn it. Jesus.
Okay, now let's get serious.
Oh, God. That just bothers me, man. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, last show, the show previous that we did, we had these funny voices.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't funny voices. They were cloned voices.
Yes,
we had Eric Cartman. We had
Trump. We had Biden.
We had Trump. We had Biden. We had the wonderful Morgan Freeman. I can't believe
my name is Morgan Freeman. You know,
he does all the these nature documentaries. I realize now.
Yeah.
He's just got this wonderful voice.
He's got
now. I wonder just how hard it is to do, and you know what? It takes 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. But five I also minutes. Thought, what are the ethics? Helen said, what are the ethics? So I thought, well, I'll look up the ethics. I asked my chat GPT. I asked my AI to talk about the ethics of voice cloning.
You asked your AI to talk about ethics.
Because
that's ironic.
It's a 5 second. It's a research tool. It gave me 1,000 words on voice cloning almost immediately.
Okay.
So play track number two.
Track number two. This is about the ethics of voice cloning kids.
Yeah.
And, this
the ethics of cloning somebody's voice. Yes.
All right. Here it is.
Cloning the voices of recognizable people, often referred to as voice cloning or voice synthesis, poses several ethical, legal, and social dangers. Here are some of the main concerns associated with this technology: misrepresentation and fraud. Voice cloning can be used to create audio recordings that sound exactly like a particular individual.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah.
You're recording me. That's me. I didn't record that.
No, you didn't. It took about 2 or 3 minutes. I used 1 minute of the first half of the show.
Yeah.
Which is none of those words. And what it does, it distills the essence of your voice, and then you paste in the copy that you want your voice to read, which I did, and there you go. Now, are you scared? Are you offended?
Yeah, I am scared. I don't like the idea of that, actually. I don't like it at all.
Oh, it's for our audience.
It's for our audience and this, but I mean, the idea, I think it is a very scary concept that you
if I'm basically an idiot, if I can do that in 5 minutes using another 1 minute of somebody else's voice.
Yeah, that's scary as fuck.
You were the one that said, "Oh, these are going to be what did you call them? Phone bites, or people could use these as phone calls.
Phone ads, or political ads.
Yeah, political phone calls. Yeah. Hi, this is Bill Tonight, and I just want to tell you, you got to listen to the Bill Show. Now, all it is you sample the voice 1 minute. That's all you need. 1 minute, and you paste in the copy.
Wow. That's just, man, that freaks
1 minute of voice, and it took, 5 minutes in total, because it has to process, it has to create the voice. So it took about 5 minutes in total.
That freaks me out.
Well, that just freaks me out. I wanted to show our audience, the good people that listen to the Bill Show, I wanted to use you and I as the guinea pigs. That's only fair.
Well, that's it. I you fooled me, man. It sounds like me. I sound
it
pretty
is
good.
You. It
I sound
is
pretty
you.
Good, but
is you, Bill. Now, I think if we if you want to play the next track, okay. I actually if I'm going to do this,
is this a surprise me. Too?
This is me.
This is you. Okay, this is Randy Berger duped.
Yeah, I cloned myself.
Wow!
Because I wanted to do a story on. Lab-grown meat. We did a story a while ago about lab-grown artificial meat. Now they're actually cloning the animals as flesh.
Okay, this is Randy doing a story, even though he didn't...
As a clone,
here it is.
Welcome to the future. A factory in Holland 3D prints of 500 tons of steaks a month. The Redefined Meat Company will supply German restaurants with printed fillets. About 110 German restaurants, in fact, are already buying meat from the synthetic Redefined Meat. This is not fake meat, which is what is being passed as vegan meat, plant-based meat. It's been in supermarkets for a couple of years now. Even many fast food restaurants have plant-based burgers. That is a different product. This is actually animal cells grown in solution and then printed into a strand of meat fibers. Both versions are too expensive at present to have any applications for mass feeding. One chicken nugget made of lab-grown meat can cost To begin the process of 3D printing meat, scientists biopsy a batch of animal stem cells depending on the desired type of meat, beef, pork, poultry, and even fish. These cells then undergo the process of in vitro proliferation, bathing in nourishing water, a nutrient-rich serum in a climate-controlled bioreactor. During a few weeks, these cells reproduce, interact, and differentiate into fat and muscle cells that form a biotus. The robot's arm then uses the nozzles to dose this fiber-like paste from farmed meat in thin layers on top of each other. The arm follows the instructions in the submitted digital file using computer-aided design software, CAD, to recreate the correct shape and structure of the intended meat. The 3D printed meat material must be sticky and at the same time strong enough to recreate a structural model with accurate tissue replication depending on the type and piece of meat. Eventually, this might offset one of the most harmful and damaging aspects of global warming, animal methane and soil degradation. Of course, there is a huge tsunami of misinformation to attack the lab meat future. The meat industry is arming itself with arguments against the possibility of developing the lab meat industry to counter the damage to the planet. It's like what we saw with the fuel industry when they added ethanol to petrol, when EVs first hit the road. Any threat to the status quo can result in a big commercial backlash. In 1935, several industries got together and banned hemp and cannabis, products that had been cultivated for thousands of years to produce cotton, paper, medication, fuel, plastics. 90 years later, we still haven't recovered, and the pharmaceutical industry is still spending billions to fight cannabis.
That's me.
That is you, man. That's me.
And again, I took all I did was actually I recorded a special sample because I didn't have any clean samples of my own voice. So I simply looked up the word privilege in Wikipedia and read one paragraph defining privilege. And that it was quite an interesting little piece on what privilege is, because we often say people are acting out their privilege. And there it was. And I simply used that sample, pasted in that news article, and bingo.
That is amazing. God.
Yeah. Damn. So you could actually do your own like podcast with cloning your own voice, or you and I could do a Bill show without even with.
I really think that I'm living past the time I really should live. You know, I just really do. I think that it's getting freaky. It's getting freaky. Okay. You got kids identifying as cats. You had voices that aren't our own. I mean, Jesus.
Cats living with dogs. What was the one that goes by?
Cats living with dogs. Cats living with dogs. It's the end of humanity. That's freaky.
And I didn't go too far because we're only an audio show. But the next step, which is part of this thing, is you actually do your mouth moving.
Oh, Christ.
Now, take a picture of yourself.
And you and I were brought up as actors. And, we made a living in the theater, both you and I. And it will come a time in which they will try to just get rid of all the actors. Just get rid of them.
They tried, and that's what the strike was about last year.
Yeah, I know.
This year. And we saw Fran Drescher for the first time in years, and she's still looking good.
Still looks great.
And now, that was what this was about. Now, for instance, if somebody wanted to, right now, a lot of actors get work doing reading books.
I did. I have nine books out there now.
I did a book as well for the RPH, a radio for the print handicapped. I did a book, a pulp Western. It was shocking, but I did all the character voices. Now I could simply send me the book. I'll paste the thing in there and it will read the book.
And another paying gig for actors is gone.
Is gone.
Right. God damn.
And it's weird. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
It's not weird. It's depressing as fuck. It's just depressing as fuck. I mean, what about teaching?
What about teaching, Bill? Teaching's all about voice.
They've been trying to put everything online now, which is just shocking.
Here you go. Let's have this online. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like you and I should just be killed. We should just be ceremoniously killed and sacrificed to the gods as completely obsolete.
No. I want to be like all my bones broken and put on a rock in the Himalayas for all the condors to come and feast on. Isn't that one of the ones?
Yours is like high effort, man. You're a high effort thing. Me, I just burn me up. And
you just want to feed the rats. You just want to feed the rats.
Just burn me up. Bury me next to my wife. You know, my sweet wife who died.
Sweet cremation. She left
3 years ago. And, I don't blame her, quite frankly, because the world's gone to shit. Part of me thought when I was in the deepest despair after my wife died was that the world was going to shit and she was lucky not to see the end. That's how dark I got.
Well, you'll be able to tell her all about it, Bill, in your own voice.
Yeah, I will. And it probably won't be my voice. It'll probably be some other voice. I don't know.
It's hard to believe, but that was your voice.
That was my
voice. You didn't say any of the words.
No, but, you know.
Yet the timbre.
I got that. Yeah.
That's the creepy thing.
It's creepasaurus, man. I don't like it.
It's a distillation of essence.
Well, that's the last kind of that's a bunch of that shit. We only deal with 100% real on this show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, can I have Trump come on and tell?
No, no, I banned them. I hope you enjoyed the show today. We'll be back next. Next week.
We're going to do next week.
Next week during the election, and we'll be back with more stuff. So until next time,
and
folks,
we'll see if Trump came up with more than $175 million. From his sofa cushions to pay his other bills.
That's correct. We'll see you next time. So long.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.